Yeah. Next week I won't be able to give this year the regular date on Tuesday night. My son, who is just on Easter before Pesach, is going to be waiting this Shabbos. I have to do this on Tuesday night. So I'll have to give this year next week on Wednesday night.
What's the best of
making a lot of parties. Desire says that we're up. We're up. Came by Mitzvah, so his father of Shimon Bar Yochai made party for 3 days. So the Mitzvah, that's what we're doing. We made a little party on the day of his birthday, and then on Shabbos, and then on Tuesday night. If you would learn with me, if you're interested in learning, I'd be happy to hug and share. We left off on the Gemara, men based on the hours, on the top line. Very, very Gemara. The Gemara tells a very strange story, and we're not sure exactly what was happening. The Gemara's Rock is men based on an hour. So Avuna Rochal, on one occasion, Avuna ate, Pelesa Riste, he ate 13 loaves of bread, it sounds like. Riste is bread. Sounds like he ate either one with a trace of bread. Yeah. Today, and how big were the rolls? Pretty big. B'nai Kolosso the Kaaba. There were three rolls would make up a cup. How much is a cob? A cob is 24 basins. So if there are, these are gigantic.
Four of these.
Yeah, gigantic. He ate so much bread. Vonoi Baruch. And he didn't say a bracha. He didn't say what bracha? The bracha of the Shalem. He didn't say a bracha achrayna. He didn't say a bracha achrayna. What do you mean he didn't say a bracha achrayna? He didn't say Birchat HaMazon, he said Alam Lichya. Why did he say Alam Lichya? Because it was possible to kiss me. Rashi learns like that. The Gemara doesn't say that. Rashi says the Riste, Rashi writes on the second line from the top, the Riste were not loaves of bread, regular bread. It was passed up all the kiss. But the Bira Chakra means he didn't say that. He said Alam Lichya. Oh, that's where Rashi quotes another shot. Rashi has the six shots right over here, we'll get to the six shots. So the first shot. Yes, that means Bolay Birch means it didn't say Birch Tamazin. Let it say Bolay Birch. That's saying Bolay Birch Tamazin. Missing. It's the Pnei Shuas. Let it say Bolay Birch Tamazin. The Ika Chasman Aseik, the main word is missing. So the Pnei Shuas suggests the shot. The Pnei Shuas suggests the shot. And in Shulchan Aruch it says, that if you have a few people eating together, say the bench was doing, so what do you mean bench was doing? So the Ikaradim, there's not a Gemara when the bench is doing, only one bench is, and the others just stay on it. There's Manazer, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chabad writes in Shulchan Aruch that we shouldn't follow that practice because we don't all pay attention to someone else. A long time from the beginning to the end of the world, my husband is a long benching, so we're afraid he may not pay attention, so everybody should bench on his own. But even when you bench on your own, still, the one who benching his own, the Mishnah Berurah says he should still follow the Ikar Din HaGemara, then he should say the whole benching out loud from the beginning till the end of my husband, not just to say the end of the bracha out loud. And as far as the Rav used to say, based on the Rambam, and a couple of times they said the same story, that the Rambam is mashma, that when the bench was zooming, if the people don't dance around, they're not going to the bench was zooming. It's a special thing. When I say Kiddush and Abdullah, that he might be somebody else who's most of the Farish, and Sukkah, that Shamea Kiraina. Even if you don't answer, if Shamea is Kiraina, consider it as if you did answer. The U.S. Tafalti Shalai Anom, the Chazor HaShat, that's the Rambam. The Chazor HaShat, and by Ben Shemizunen, Vaishlech from the Rambam, a Mashmoret, you can just say the Rambam and amen it, but there could be a Mashmoret in the Rambam that whoever doesn't answer Amen is not yet to the Chazor HaShat and you're not yet to the Ben Shemizunen. So that's the proper practice. And then Shulchan Aruch, the one in Ben Shemizunen is really like to the others, and Israel is. He's like to the others. So if you have a few people, one ate a whole meal, one ate kibetzeria, which obligates him to bench in Atona, so the other two just had a kazayis of bread, so their chiyuv to bench is only in the Rabbanu. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Dachof on the day. Rashi about the 10th line from the top. The Gemara says that Minatar only says Mechul Mishviach Halta B'Sabata Uvirachta at the 8 days Tzriya. And the Rabbanon Heim Hechmila Alasmum the Bnei Yisrael Amachna on themselves. One time it says Atzi Zayis, and one time it says Atzi Beisim. I'll tell you that there are Yudah, how far the Chumra goes. Atzi Beisim is 2 or 3 Beisim. Atzi Zayis is even tinier. So one time it says the Riva Machna Atzi Zayis, the other time it says no, the Chumra Midi Rabbanon is only Atzi Beisim. So what's the deal? Alok HaLamayisah, let's say 3 people ate bread. And they want to bench Muzulman, so the one who's benching Muzulman is really supposed to be mighty. The others, should be in the Gemara. He's supposed to say the whole benching out loud. So which one should bench? One of them has a whole meal, and the other two only had a kazayim. And they're still hungry, they're still starving. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the proper practice is that the one who ate, the kazayim, the one who's bukhari to bench Muzulman, should be the one to bench Muzulman. Even though the one is everybody benches on their own, so what's the difference anyway? No, but still, you bench on your own, but still you should listen to the one who benched Mizumin and really be yoytze with his benching. So the one who benched Mizumin should be the one who is for sure Mokhayut and Atera, and he should be yoytze with the other. So the Ramah, we mentioned several times, the Ramah says, drink it. But there's one time it says that you're only obligated to bench Minatera if you have chalta zu achila v'sabat zu shtiyah. You're only obligated to bench Minatera if you only obligated to bench Minatera if you had achila ushtiyah. If you only had a meal, you had a sandwich, and you didn't have anything to drink, so your obligation to bench is only the Rabbanon. So several people ate together. And one of them had drink, and the other didn't have what to drink. So the one who should bench the Zuman, the one who even had to drink, because there's more room to say that he's mechuyav to bench when atar. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that that's maybe shot in the Gemara. Well, my Baruch means that the Mechaber Rabbanon, he should bench the Zuman. He was Tamach Chacham, he was older, he was whatever, he was a guest. Whatever the reason is, and then he turned it down, he refused to bench Mizumim because he said, the story about Rabbuna, the Shari about Rabbuna. What's going on here? It says, V'lo'i Baruch. It didn't say Baruch at all. Very strange, V'lo'i Baruch. The Rashi has 2 pshatim on his mother. One pshat is that he ate regular bread. Second pshat, Rashi ate regular bread. So what do you mean for my body? He didn't bench.
He wanted to be honest.
Very strange. The Peshu wants to say, according to the second shot, what it means is he didn't want to bench the Zuma because he might to the others because he didn't reach the day three. In the first shot, Rashi learns, the light bar means he didn't bench the Yechas HaMazin, he said, Allah Mechya. So that's really missing. What do you mean for my body? Why, how do you fit in the words, for my body? He didn't say, Yechas HaMazin, he said, Allah Mechya. So it's for my body. He didn't say anything. Didn't say anything. So Yeshua suggests maybe like Rashi said on the earlier daf. We had a Gemara before, we haven't learned the brachas in a long time. So Amen Malach on the base. Yeah, Amen. Just on the daf before. Gemara said, Eilu Chazaba, right in the middle of Nema was on the base. Eilu Chazaba, Shetom Brocha Lefonov, Eilu Tom Brocha Liachor, Gala Tag Tabo'ov, Likis Nindozai. Where do you have such a thing that you only say a Brocha before, and you don't say a Brocha Asoina? So the Gemara says, Tabo'ov, Likis Nindozai. What does that mean? The Taisu says, the Taisu on the side, Eilu Tabo'ov, Likis Nindozai. The Taisu says what it means is like this. If a person is in the middle of the meal, and he's gnashing on cookies. He's gnashing until the end of the meal. He's in the middle of the meal, he's still hungry. He's gnashing on cookies to fill himself up. That's at the end of the meal, he has the dessert. So he says, very minimum zaynus on the cookies at the end, because there's not one more point left with that food. But then at the end, he's going to bench. So the benching will cover the bracha achreino. So there's no need to say a bracha achreino on the cookies, because it's going to be covered by the benching. That's the type of rip shot in Adimor. That's the type of it. But Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned a wild shot, and they said they never heard such a wild shot. Rashi learned a shot, you're not in the middle of the meal. You're having cookies. So you only say Baruch Minim Zayin before, and you don't say Allah Michi at the end. Why not? So Rashi says, because it depends what kind of Baruch Minim Zayin it is. If it has so much sugar, and so much fluff, and so much goo, and so much flavoring in it, then, let's say, the rice is really not flour. Even though that says, even if it's only a meal of flour in it, it's still going to be burned in the rice. That's as far as the bracha Rishon is concerned. Well, Rashi writes, as far as the bracha Achren is concerned, You don't say Alam Yichyot. Rashi writes over here, Rashi and M.M. Aleph on the base writes, Mitochen Osden was Tavlin Harbe. He put in so much flavoring, Ve'egoizim Lushkeidim, U'machol Amuot, and it's not really so filling, because there's hardly any flour mixed into these cookies or the cake. No, he tinua bracha me'ein sholosh. You do not have to say a bracha chayna. Alamuchi de'alakakola. And the marshal he gives is me to Davi. We really have such a thing that you say very many minutes in the beginning.
Right.
And you say Barna Pashas at the end. Is it right?
Right, right?
You say by right. It's like, his right is right. That's a different story. What does it have to do with this? The Machlaik is Rashi and says, but that's where did Rashi come up to say such a wild shot? The Yeshua says, it must be that he got it from his Gemara. So the Gemara on the top line on them based on the Allah tells a strange story. Bakuna A. 8:13, from the Shannon had to give us a 12. He ate a lot of rolls. And he didn't say a bracha achrayin at all. Well, he didn't say any bracha achrayin at all. How can it be? What's going on over here? The Rashi says he ate pasta b'kissin. This pasta b'kissin also. So some Hashem said, yeah, he didn't say b'chas amazin, he said alamitir. He doesn't say that. He says it's says only birth. But if the Yeshua suggests, maybe that's the mocker for this Rashi. It was such rolls that had so much sugar and so much flavoring in them that Rashi holds that you don't say alamitir to you. I but he said burn the brushes. But he did say burn the brushes. That's okay. That's called the light brush. That's good. Huh? Now we have, he said, that was either before the, he said, that's a minute. He said burn the brushes after food. If you have to bench a tail on Michi, that's it. To say burn the brushes afterwards, that's the Gemara, the end of the text. I think Mark said that's only a minute. And the Tanoim called that, Liachra Balaikum. No bracha is decided. In other words, we treat burn the brushes as if it's not a bracha. Yeah, that's the question. They say Barak can mean any bracha? How do you know? But my Barak means it didn't say. That's what Zami Shadon said. He didn't say Tanshin, but he did say Alamitra. He did say Alamitra. But that's the question. Why is that the Mashmoy?
So we're not just using both cases in the same expression in Lab, the Gliash. It's a somewhat a container that you make from bread. And you put on food, it's like, you make like a food cake. You make just a pot, a bottom, and then you have food on top of it. And this is what Rashi says here on Mem Aleph or Beis.
Kubliash.
This is like a container of food, although it's made from wow. Flour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's near the container, it's like a...
You're going to have to get to the Yubliyash. No, let's say it's a half cake with a lot of filling, so you say, then the bracha chayna depends how much to be eaten. It's not to say, alamichya, it's not sufficient if you had a kazayas of cake. You have to have a kazayas of flour. Let's say if the cake is 70% non-flour, then you have to eat more. I don't know. I don't know if that's what Rashi means. If you didn't have a kazayi, you didn't have a kazayi.
I have to imagine that's the first thing else, but I don't know.
Again, this is very strange Gemara. Rav Huna ate 13 loaves and he didn't say Baruch HaChon. What does it mean? So one shot is, he didn't say benching, he said alamichya. What kind of loaves were they? They were cakes. Pass up on the kiss, he was eating cakes and cookies. And then they told him, Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman commented to Rav Huna, Adei, Kafno, you're not hungry anymore, you ate this in order to break your hunger. So even though it's only cake or cookies, the dinner that it's called Kriya Sudra, and even if you personally have a big appetite, you have to have a big appetite, and you're still hungry, it doesn't help. A normal person who would eat 13 cakes or 2 pounds of cookies would be full. The kosher hand calls them all up to the Sarah Lugare. The Beza Machloit is the Ramam and the Raisa of this Gemara that the Rosh and Rabbi Shem discussed. That's in the opposite direction. If a normal person would not be covered through the Anis, but I'm on such a diet, I want to lose a lot of weight, so that's all I'm going to eat. But that's my whole meal. That's it. For the next month, I'm just going to eat so much and that's all. So is that cool? So if I eat bread, I eat a kazayis bread. The bread is bread. You eat a kazayis bread, so you got a bench. I didn't eat bread. Let's say I had a little bit of cake or cookies, and that's my whole meal. Is that called kriyas sudra? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim on the Daf, that's the machlokes. Right? It says But Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, even though you have a big appetite and you are still hungry, you're not filled yet. But since 13 rolls, is there 13 cakes, loaves of cake is what would fill other people. Kosher, even though by you, you hold this, not if we do there, you have to bench. But what if it be the reverse? But if, as far as you're concerned, it is a clear suitor. But as far as other people are concerned, it's not enough. So then the writer holds either one or the other. And in Shulchan Aruch, we don't talk to him like that writer. We talk to him like the Rambam. That if I personally am tereh suda on a small amount, because I want to go on a diet, but as far as normal people are concerned, that's not enough. They would still be hungry. If it's bread, it's bread. Bread is bread. So somebody's been benching and considered their diet. But if you're eating cake or cookies, and you want to declare it is, and somebody says, "I'm dying," and "Dichas Hamozim," because it's clear suda. So you make up your own clear suda. That that's a meal. As far as I understand, that's a meal. Even though I'm starving later on, that's a meal. So then we pass them that that's not enough. What the Mishnah Brura points out is the following: that say all normal people eat so much in a meal, and so much bread, and so much. And then let's say some older people, when they become very old, so they can't eat so much. So at least eat cookies that already makes them full. Or young children, let's say, a lot of times don't like to eat so much, so they eat three cookies, they're full already. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not called, you can't say that what was I say, so that's called any of them, there's nothing wrong with me. I belong to that category of older people, a whole group of people, so you don't say what was I say. So that's the Hakeh, that he's a normal person like everybody else, and all the people, B'nai Gilo, all the people like him, would have eaten much more to be considered a clear suitor. And he has some funny reason why he wants to go on a diet or whatever, that's all. As far as he's concerned, that's all he's going to eat for the meal. The rest of the machlokes is the Rambam and the Raizis. And there, we don't have that Raizis on the Hasagas, we don't have it. The Rishonim Tos is Raizis. On the top, the Rishonim Tos. So that's where we're talking like the Rambam against the Raizis. That is, if I'm Kaveh Sud and others are not, that's not called Kriyah Sud. But if Acher am Kaveh Sud and I'm not, that is called Kriyah Sud. You go about the Raizis and the others. So again, so let's have again, what's the story here? So the first version of the story was that Rav Huna ate a lot of cake and cookies, and he said, and he said, I'm a michi at the end, like a normal person would say, Bar Mirzan, because I'm a michi. And Rav Nachman's mother said, no, it's wrong, that's clear food. Even though as far as you're concerned, this is only a little snack, and you're going to double share your supper, he ate 13 cakes, and it's still going to need a regular supper afterwards. But since for a normal person, a cherem kind of suda, that's a clear suda, so you have to wash, and they have loisi, and you have to bench with somebody. That's the first shot. The difficulty was, why it says v'loi tvarah? Why is v'loi tvarah? Why does it say v'loi tvarah v'loi tvarah? The same shua suggested with the Rashi on the earlier. That was one way to learn. Then Rashi quotes another shot, Shaktir Shatai, the first shot that he said that it was cake, and Shalak Kriya Suda, that's Rafai, but on the state of Tirishu, but the pshat that Rashi heard from his rabbeim that he's rejecting him, he doesn't like, was that Rav Huna ate pasha on a regular bread. And why didn't he say benching v'la bira chakot? Because he didn't eat today's bira. So krok siv in the pasuk says the chalot of the sabot to uvi rachto. And if you don't eat today's bira, so you don't bench. Not only did his rabbeim say like that, Rashi's rabbeim told him shat like that, in his paper, Halachas Gedolos, which Rashi claims is written by Rabbi Yehudai Goyen, that's the question, who wrote Halachas Gedolos? Ramban always writes. There's a lot of Halachas Gedolos. I don't know if that's the issue. I don't think there are two that were written by two different people. There are different editions of the Halachas Gedolos, many different editions. Someone asked to put them all together in one big volume. I think Rabbi Bill Hildesheim. A great grandson of my little son of Tomlin put it together. They put out a new edition of the Halacha Gedolos. So the question is, who wrote it? The Rashi always writes, Rabbi Yehudai Goyen wrote it. And the Ramban always writes, Shimon Kayora wrote it. Somebody come home and wrote the paper that's called Halacha Gedolos that they sell in the farm school. The Rashi quotes that the Halacha Gedolos and his Rabbein both had this walk with pshat. The Rav Huna didn't bench, even though he ate 13 rolls of bread, because he didn't eat the days to be. So Rashi says, it's not shy to say that shy. They even literally, it's going to be the late play. The late play of Rav Huna, the Enachil Alat Magazayt, and Shibesu, the late Rav Huna, the late Rav Meir. There's a Machlech of that Anayim. The Mishnah is talking about benching, about eating a Kazayim. You have to bench with the Rav Huna. What shy to say? Rav Huna didn't follow the Din, the Rav Huna. But to patch it up, that's what the Pnei Yeshua suggested. That's what I mentioned, because to patch it up, the Pnei Yeshua said, maybe the Rabbanan thinks that the Mechaber him, he should bench Mezuzah. And didn't want to bench Mezuzah because he said he didn't eat Kadesh Zriya, the others did eat Kadesh Zriya. So he's only Mechaber and the Rabbanan, they're Mechaber and Atah. And then Rabbi Nachman said, no, you should wait for Kadesh Zriya. That's called Kadesh Zriya. You can bench also.
I don't know.
You should have been some patients, yeah. A lot of Gemara said that question applies to. I don't know. Yes. That's how we pass in Allah Almighty. We pass in that Minatayra, you're only obligated to bench if you ate Kadesh Zriya. But when the Rabbanan, even if the person didn't eat Kadesh Zriya, still has to bench. There's a Mishnah that says in Brachas, the Mishnah earlier, you had a Haimi Balkuch HaTayv in Mishatkin, as the same Mishnah says in Megillah. If somebody says, you Balkuch HaTayv in, so he tells me not allowed to speak like that. What does it mean? Very strange Mishnah. What did he say that's wrong? What does it mean? So one of the Pshatim that the Mishnah gave is, Yivarchuch HaTayv, one who's speaking to the Rabbanu Shalom, so he says, those people who eat Kadesh Zriya, they should bench. Those people who didn't eat Kadesh Zriya, they don't have to bench. Yivarchuch HaTayv, Tayv means, Tayv Libar Ba'Maychal. Those who are full should bench. But the Mishnah says, Mishav Kenot, because he's like a Zuki, he doesn't follow the rule of the Rabbanu, because it is a Takana of the Rabbanu that you have to bench even if you didn't eat Kadesh Zriya. Whatever, you only got Mishnah, there are many other interpretations in that Mishnah. Many other interpretations, but for sure you have to bench. The Rabban, you have to bench. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Asik, they Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chavina. Rabbi Yehuda was making a shidduch. His son was getting married to the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chavina. So he came to visit the Mokotonim, and I to the Kamai Fata Bobby Kissing for his church. Not for his son, some cake.
No, why?
That's what, but they have cake on the table. He also, so when the boy's father came, and he had been saying, mumbling something with a tzaddik in it. The very minimum Zionist doesn't have any tzaddik. I'm waiting to let him know it has a tzaddik. He didn't hear the whole bracha, but he heard Shamil and Yukam Abachi Hamoisi. He heard him say the bracha and let him know it. Amalahu, the Rav Yudah said to the people who were there, my seat is the Kashmali, what do I hear? He didn't want to bop them over the head and say, I heard you said Hamoisi. Did I hear right? Did I hear that you said with a tzaddik? With a tzaddik, you said Hamoisi? You're not supposed to say Amoisi. Yom HaMoisi L'Nachal L'Nahas Kama Barachi. So what? You're saying Amoisi, I'm taking cookies. Taking cookies only if you're Kaveh Suda, but if you're not Kaveh Suda, it's only Bar Min Zemin. Aminei, yes, that's our Shita. So we say Amoisi, I'm taking cookies. It's Tani, we have a Braitha. There is one Tana who says, Rabbuna Amar, Mishum Rab Yudah. One Tana is quoted as saying that Pasach Obi Kisnin, is Mirach and Alei, HaMoisi, that there's no such distinction between Tad and Pasach Obi Kisnin. Whatever is lechem for Hafrosha Salah, lechem for Hamaisi Salah. To be honest, who says we pass my death Tana? Now this Tana says you only take one minimum Zayin Tana. Spaghetti, or ranoflio, cereal, that kind of stuff on Wheaties. But then any cake and cookies, anything that you would have to be Machish Chala from, or Bachol from the Lechem Horeb. So since it has a din of lechem, then it gets a Chiv Chala. It has a din of lechem, then it gets to Hamaisi Lechem Horeb also. So we pass my Tana. We are Mashmuel Halacha Shuramunet. And Shmuel said that that's how we pass like that time. So according to them, you have to always say Hamoisi, you always have to wash, you always have to bench. Yes. That's not true. Shmuel didn't say we do pass like him. Shmuel said we do not pass like Rabuna. We know that that's the halacha. So they asked him, but how can it be? You're telling us that Shmuel must have said that the din is that I'm taking cookies. No, you say, but you're not. You don't say I'm OT. So that's what Shmuel said. Aminai v'hamalhu di'amah mishmei v'shmuel. But you, Avudah was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. He learned by both. He used to say, oh, I'm Avudah Marav. I'm Avudah Mishmuel. He quotes from the two Rabbein Dariyah. V'hamalhu di'amah mishmei v'shmuel. But you yourself said in the name of Shmuel, Rachmanios, from the context of the Gemara, Rachmanios is mashma that it's some kind of a cake. Ma'azim b'hem, mubarachim aleim ha'maitzi. We'll leave out the ma'azim for a minute. That on Rachmanios, which is a cake, the bracha is ha'maitzi. So you just told us now that Shmuel never said that. You're telling us now that Shmuel said that the bracha is burning in advance. So Rav Yudah says, no, if he sends what he could answer, you're not going to answer it. Like the story with Rahuna and Rav Nachman on the top of the Amish. Shining hot in the Kavit Sudasi, Alayu. Rech below Kavit Sudasi, Alayu. Right, it depends. I'm taking cookies. It's possible the Kishmin. But Lechem it is. So you're excited to be Makish Kala. Kala depends on Oibach Hoffman and Lechem Arad. And as far as eating Matzah and Lel Pesach, it can even be something which is not necessarily Habayt, even if it's burning in the Zainus. As long as that's what the Minhas Sinah points out, as long as it has a din lechem on the level of their right, lechem for Hafrash is called, that's lechem for Lel Pesach. Yes. On Pesach night they say Hamaiti because they hold it, they said, but even if they wouldn't have said Hamaiti, it would have also been good for the mitzvah of Matzah, because it is lechem, it's part, it's part of the Kismet, it's still part. But even if they wouldn't have been kavet sud on Lel Pesach, it would also be good for the mitzvah of matzah. So it's not all you need is lechem. It doesn't have to be lechem that's on my suit. It has to be fast. Even if it's fast, it's also fast. Those are fast. They're just sitting and having it like a time, just a little piece of cake. It's a question whether pizza is a part of the kitchen or not. There's different kinds of pizza. Some pizza they have that the thing is mom is baked already as bread first before they bake the cheese on it. That's already how it is. It doesn't change just because they bake the cheese on it. What do you call those pizzas? They make them from bagels.
Yeah,
pizza bagels. Yeah. Yeah. But that doesn't change how you make them. What if they make normal pizza? Is that the Ramosha Feinstein writes that it's very minimum zainus unless he eats a sufficient amount of it, then it's called a tzvi asuda, and then you have to say amok. And then he goes into the discussion how much is the how much is a sufficient amount. Well, maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. And others disagree. A lot of others disagree with Ramosha because the Mechaber writes, what is Pasav of a Kisnin? What's the definition of Pasav of a Kisnin? So he gives different definitions. So one of the definitions that everybody's asking to is that the word Kisnin is in Russian kiss, a pocket. So if you have a pie with five children in the middle, so you have the dough on top, down the bottom, all around it, and then you have the filling in the middle, like a pocket. You have the cherry in the middle, or the berries, whatever it is. So that's for sure is burning in the business. That's for sure possible for business. So if you eat a lot of it, if it's against food, it becomes unlikely. If you eat a little of it, then it's burning in the business. And the Chabah has a shiloh. Oh, a filling. Whatever's a filling, it's only burning in the business. So what if instead of having a filling of cherries or berries or apples or sugar, what if you put in meat? Or what if you put in cheese in the Chabah says? And the Chabah gives you, he says, as they call it, pasta. As they call it, pasta. So he says, we used to have pashtiva. We used to have a thick dough on top and a thick dough on the bottom, and that was the whole meal. The whole meal was there. So the Mechaber says, no, that's a sandwich. That's not. A gamut doesn't have to be that. First you bake the bread, lechut, and then you took the salami, which was cooked, lechut, and then you took the salami, and you stick the salami into the 2 pieces of bread. No. Even if you took raw dough, and you took took raw meat, and you cooked it all together, the Mechaber writes that that's a sandwich. A sandwich is not part of the kitchen. Part of the kitchen means that it has a filling that's a nash. Nothing has a feeling that's the main course of the meal. So that's why many others disagree with Rabbi Shem. They thought that a pizza is mamish like the Mechaber right. But that's not a nosh, a filling. You put on the cheese. So you have a cheese sandwich. So it's baked with the cheese. So you bake the bread with the cheese. So that's why it becomes buttered in the bread. It's other habit. Just like a sandwich. You bake this from a hot to be a sandwich. It's very filling. It already has the other nutrition with the bread. Instead of having to buy the cheese separately and add it on, it's all built in together. So that's why others do this. I don't know. He's talking about something else. I don't know what. He doesn't deal with that in his tshuva. He doesn't talk about it. But the Mechaber talks about cheese or flesh, the main course of the meal, and he calls it, as they call it, pasta. Pasta food, that's pizza. Similar to pizza. I mean, the Chabad probably, I don't know, I'm not talking about a thick dough, maybe? I don't know. I thought the pastas was not like that much. I thought the pastas is that the pizza is always on like, you know, cannot give out to them. Is there an ikka and a papa?
To make a big deal
with
it,
it's Is it still bread? That's a meal. That's what people need for a meal. Also, if you have such a thing as mezainis rolls, and then you could have sudas, it becomes unlikely. It becomes unlikely. That's the shot of what a mezainis rolls is. Shulchan Aruch talks about mezainis rolls if you have. But the question is it like the house not to be that the rolls are really going in mezainis? Shulchan Aruch says that if you have rolls that are made with nei teiros, it has no water in it, made with juice, with eggs, and you can taste that it's like the egg master. If you can taste that it doesn't taste like bread at all, but it tastes like a cake, but that's not going to be. No, but the shada is, let's say, by the egg matzah also, the red is kena. And the thing is that it has so much juice or flavoring in it, or eggs, that it really tastes like a cake. It doesn't taste like bread. But if you have the mezainis roll, very difficult to discern, to tell the difference between a little roll that was baked with mixed with water. Looks the same and it tastes the same and it smells the same. And it is the same. But it says that there is no mezainis roll. So years ago, the OU used to give hashgachah and the mezainis rolls on the earlobe. And then the rabbanim of the OU decided that they're not going to allow them to use the name OU on the hashgachah if they're going to continue to write that it's going to be the mezainis. So here it comes.
How about
they give you a regular bread. They give you a regular bread sandwiches and it says mezainis. You don't have to wash. How can that be the tachmamish of clear food? Such a big sandwich. Say it's not a clear food.
How about other foods made with dough or made with spinach or with meat or potatoes or with all kinds of things? Or you make it all and make it from dough, or put meat in it, and put all the rest together.
No, I mean, that's not a sandwich. That's a pizza also. It's the same as a pizza. That's just like a pizza.
It's
a
pizza.
You don't eat it separately?
No.
I don't know. Instead of cheeses. I don't know. I would think that that's like a little sandwich.
Yeah.
You have a flesh sandwich. You have a potato sandwich.
It's like
you have the bread.
No.
I don't know. That's just a little.
You have a one on top, one on the bottom. You make them open.
No, flesh usually has a very thin lining on the outside. It doesn't have
some. It's just careful you make them.
Yeah.
A
shape that has some loaf shape. Yeah, but the question is, what does it taste like? Does it really taste different because of the fact that the meat made the air? It usually cannot taste the difference. Not like egg roll, egg matzah that you can not tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference, but that's not called the first to say the air. So that's not called the Nilosh and they pay it, that is the name. Even if they wouldn't get any water. Right. The pastus is like that. We discussed, because they said the view of the Abinezer with the Rambam, you know that it can never become unlike the Chiddush. The Chiddush one. That's a big issue with Shulchan Aruch. Right? That's what Moshe talks about in his tshuva. How much do you have to eat that it should be called a clear suda? So the Tosfim years ago used to say that the Mishnah in Erevin, speaks about the Kedei Achilas Prat. Kedei Achilas Prat means to break off a half of our loaf. They used to have a big loaf of bread that was a mazon shtei sudos. And a prat means a mazon suda achas. How big is, how much bread do you eat in one suda, how much bread do you eat in two sudas? So there's a machlekes ha-tavon in the Mishnah and Erevin, and there's a machlekes ha-rishon in Haratas. So one time it says that the big mazon shtei sudos is 8 basin, so when it's cut that in half, 4 basin of bread for one meal, and 4 basin of bread for the other meal. The other time it says no, that it's 6 basin, the whole mazon shtei sudos. And you break it in half, so today Achilas Pras, Pras is half of this big loaf of bread, is 3 bakes in the bread is for one student. So that's what the traditional person used to say, that how much cake do you have to eat that it should be considered a 3 student. So some said 3 bakes and some said 4 bakes. All on the assumption based on that Mishnah, that that's the amount of bread that a normal person would eat, Zmanatanaim, in one meal. Zmanat that people don't eat so much bread. But that's Zmanatanaim, that's what they said. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham.
They eat the
equivalent. People eat a lot of other things. Right. We eat many more things, so we eat much less bread. Most people eat much less bread. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that that not only does it constitute a Kriyas Suda, that the cake becomes halitzah to diamond, I might see. And Zichus HaMazon, if he eats 3 or 4 basin of cake, even if he eats, let's say, egg matzah, I'm going to take matzah to eat. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Magen Avraham, he claims that all the pasuk are like this. He doesn't quote that anybody disagrees. He says that if you eat a little bit of egg matzah because you're hungry, to fill you up, and then you eat a whole meal, and the material of the whole meal altogether, you got filled up, so that's also called a Kriya Suda. You don't require that the Kriya Suda should be 3 or 4 baked only from the egg matzah or from the cake or the cookies itself. If you take a cookie in the context of a whole meal, in order to fill yourself up. If I ate a whole meal, I was at a wedding and I didn't wash, and I ate up a whole meal and I'm full, I'm ready to flush. And then at the end I have a little bit of cake or cookie, so that's not only burning, right? I'm not eating it to fill myself up. I'm ready full, I'm stuffed already, but if I'm still hungry in the middle of the meal, and I don't want to wash, a lot of them shouldn't have to bench, a lot of them shouldn't have to lunch for the wait for the mezuzah or whatever at the end. And then I want to eat in the middle a little cake or cookies in order to, because I'm starving. So then, it's a Kriya Suda. That's what Rav Moshe has in his Tshuva, that if a person doesn't want to stay to the end of the dinner, after the wedding, I is mechuyev to participate in the Sheva Brachas at the end. Rav Moshe has a Chiddush, that you're only obligated to participate in the Sheva Brachas if you're obligated to bench mezuzah. You're only obligated to bench mezuzah with them if you ate bread. If you didn't eat bread, so you're not mechuyev to bench mezuzah, you're obligated to participate in the Sheva Brachas at the end of the meal. But then Rav Moshe says, when you got to be careful, if you're going to eat some cookies in the middle of the meal, cake or cookies in the middle, and you're still hungry, before you finish eating, then that's called the Kriya Suda. It's on the war, as it says in the Mishnah Berurah in the Magen Avraham. Some other Paschim do disagree. Mishnah Berurah writes it that it's no machlokes. Other Paschim do disagree with this Magen Avraham. So HaShulchan and others don't agree. They feel that the Kriya Suda has to be dafka from the cake itself. The fact that you have Kriya Suda, the fear of other things, is not sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah writes it because of a Pashit, as if there's no machlokes at all on it.
Because we talk about now, let's say for instance, all the content is not enough. It has to be, like we learned about before, it has to be very open. Let's say if you take flour, whatever form, you make a cake, and then you make mabusha.
Yes. Then it's not, no.
So we have the same requirement, not just the content, it has to be a fully open.
Yeah, you have that. Yeah. That was not enough in the
book. It's
said in the Tenchech of you, also we have the Marshall Lachmachem and Tana Rechot, it's part of the Kolobah. That they'll have no food to eat, so 10 women will be able to take all the bread in one oven, because each one is going to have just a mushroom. He's just going to have a tiny bit. But the Lord learned that from our classic, that you need an afiyah. If you don't have an afiyah, it's not called lachem. Only lachem off of the tanner is called afiyah. Yeah. That's the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned over here, Derech HaGalas, that ma'arzen boy. What is ma'arzen boy? The different kinds of eruvim. You have erevei chaseres. Erevei chaseres requires pas. Requires lechem. Erev tashim doesn't need lechem. And Erev Chumen doesn't need lechem. The Mishnah says Bakom Yavim. And Shetufa Mavuz doesn't need lechem. You can use any food you want. The Mishnah has a series of mishnayos in Erev and about if you use ketchup, if you use mustard, if you use pickles, if you use vegetables, if you use flesh, how much you have to use, how much food you have to put away. But there's no requirement not to have bread. The only time you need not to have bread is when you make an Erev and Chatzeres, and Allah requires bread that you say hamotziyah. So the shayla is, what if you use, usually what they do for an Erev is, they use a back to Mavi. So the shayla is, but the star didn't say, go in the Venice and the Mavi. So how does that good turn air? The mission requires that it should be passed, that you say Hamaitziyah. That's the passage. So that's what this memory of Shmuel seems to say. Lachmoni, or some kind of a cake, some kind of a cookie, Ma'azim Bahem, Mubacham Aleim Hamaitzi. The Gemara says, when is Mubacham Aleim Hamaitzi? No, it should really be Berlin and Zenith. It's only if Kovat Sudas, the Shiny House is Kovat Sudas, we are alive. If you call the Sudas, then it becomes Hamaitzi. If you're not called the Sudas, then it's Taka Berlin and Zenith. Nonetheless, you can always use it for Erev Chatzeres. Even though he's not eating it. Erev Chatzeres just sits there, he's not eating it. So how can you use it for Erev Chatzeres if under normal conditions it's only Berlin and Zenith? So you see the Chatzeres from his mother, the Kibega, that's what you should make. The first Chatzeres of Shulis and the Kibega. You see from the memory of Shmuel, that as long as it's such a food that sometimes theoretically a cake or a cookie, that sometimes theoretically could be converted into hamotzi, that's a food that is pasta. It's true, it's pasta. But the kitchen has a subtitle, somebody. Pasta above the kitchen. But it is pasta, it's chayv and chal, it's lechem. But since it's lechem, so it's good for erev chatzer, even though you're not eating it. You can't say, it's only good for erev chatzer if it's kaveh suda. He's not kaveh suda, he's not eating it. It's not trying to speak about kaveh suda. And he puts it away for Erev Chatzeres. So that's what we usually make, or we assume that matzahs are good for the Erev, even though many of the people included in the Erev are Sephardim, and as far as they're concerned, it's really burning in them. It doesn't matter. Since it is, does have a din lech, and all right, that if you say with me, because they have food on it, they will also say, I'm like, even though no one's talking about eating the matzahs, just sitting there, but it's also called lech, and it's good enough for the Erev Chatzeres. They have that it's designed because it's so thin. The Mechaber writes such a sheet. The Mechaber Ramon. If it's such a thin thing, not that it doesn't have a Tzuris HaPas at all. If it wouldn't have a Tzuris HaPas, it wouldn't be Chag Nechala, and it wouldn't even help if you could get a Tzuris. A wafer is always in the joint. It's a definition, Pasha Bobby Tzuris.
The very thin notches would be in the joint?
Yes, that's how it's fighting more, like a Mechaber.
Good morning.
Pizza? I thought pizza is like bread, no? It is. But it's not the wafer, it's not the full of, yes, different things. I'll be glad to see what the internet is. If it's hot, you can't eat it after 3 o'clock. You're allowed to eat hot on their paper. The only problem is, Satan says, what kind of pasta do you want to eat? If it's common ticket pasta, then you're not allowed to eat it after 10 in the morning. And if it's matzah ticket pasta, then you can't eat it all day long. So that's what Taisha says, egg matzah. Get egg matzah. So it's not chomet, and it's not matzah. It's matzah shira, it's a pasta. Plain pasta, which is neither chomet. No matzah. Taisha says that you can eat until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, if you eat a whole box, then you have to bench. Yeah. And it has no flavor in it. That's a lot of salt in it. No, let's say if you make a... what do we call it? The things have a lot of salt on. A bagel. If you have a bagel, it's also a pretzel. A lot of times they have an awful lot of salt on top, but it's just flour and water with a lot of salt. So a lot of salt makes it better. Flat pasta, go to kitchen. Makes it better.
Salt.
Okay,
on pretzels we have no salt.
The different kinds of pretzels. They're very fat pretzels that are like the size of a bagel, the thickness of it. And the other pretzels that are just very skinny, like breadsticks.
Yeah.
And some of the breadsticks are also like part of a kitchen. The shape is mukha color, that it's only a nash. But if the fat tracts are a very thick one, the thickness like of a bagel, so then I think it will only be in the zonis if you have heavy chunks of salt. They have like coarse salt on the outside. So the fact that that's salt, that's like a filling of sugar. That's the filling. That's just there for us. People don't eat that as a meal. It's not a meal, that's as a nush. Only the size is different.
Only the size is different.
The same size that comes on that space, only the flour and water. Some have some obviously
hungry.
Yeah, it's only
practice. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's see the Gemara. So I thought the Ikla and the Beir Rabbuna. Here's the Shana, what are these Lachmonias? What kind of cake is it? So Rashi writes, Ublias. I don't know exactly what the Ublias is. Tosis has a sign against Rashi, some kind of a French
word.
Michael, Tosis says that Ublias is regular bread.
There was a description of Ublias here on the website.
Yeah, but
all kinds of fillings with nuts, with all kinds of...
Yeah, but if it would be with fillings with nuts, then what is Tosis saying? Akash Tosis says, well, over here, take a look in this Tosis.
Yeah, I will describe the Ublias.
Yeah, he gives you a description, Rashi on Omen, and then Malach on Ben, gives you a description of a cake with a filling in the inside. But Tosis over here is not talking about such a thing. So they pick on Rashi, they say, well, over here, what Rashi said, Ublias doesn't make, can't be correct. Then you can't have to like cover Nami Levarach HaMoy, Tishali, you'll let him come. So it's so for you, so you take it in the oven, it's regular bread just because it has a blue lack in the beginning. There's no reason why, what is Rashi talking about over here? What is it? The blue lack then has an afia. I don't know what it was. It says, no, it's a different kind of a mice. Some kind of a cookie, some kind of a cake with a filling in it. So then if you cover a suda, then it becomes a mice. If you not cover a suda, it remains the same. Okay. Let's see more. Proper equal to day Rabbuna, Breda Rab Norton. I thought it was happening by someone else's home. Both of the comments to the side. After they had just finished eating before benching. I saw the kamai who leading the mechal. So they gave them some dessert to eat. Shokar, I thought it was ochel. So I thought it took it and he started to eat it. He didn't think that there was any problem. Amilei, so the extra thought there. Amilei, the kamai mar. No, I made a mistake. No. A papa didn't come after the meal. A papa was visiting by then. And then they gave him a meal. Now, papa equal to Beirach and Beirach and Beirach. Papa visited by then. And they gave him supper. And after the whole supper is all over, then they gave some dessert. A papa ate the dessert without saying a brocha. Shakra papa the koch. A papa ate it. I'm going to say, after a papa... I was traveling now, Gomar, Osami, Lecho, don't we have a din? And once you're finished eating, then you're Messiah Dash from the meal, that's it. So you're not allowed to eat. Not allowed to eat till when? You're not allowed to eat. That's it. That's the shot. There's a big machleg. We discussed that. There's a big machleg at the Rishon here. So the simple shot that when you start to eat Gomar, once you've finished the meal and you made it after that meeting, Osami, Lecho, unless you said Bracha Rishon. It said Bracha Rishayna on it. But how come our prophet didn't say Bracha Rishayna? That's the Pashuk Shah.
How did you know you were the
The only time you have to say a new brocha on the food that you're about to eat after the whole meal is over is only if silek. What do you mean silek? If they took away the table, that's what Taisa says. Taisa points out, they used to remove the table. So Taisa says, Takasha, what do you mean they remove the table? Well, we have our Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, the last second of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, that the proper minig is an old minig from the Kubatama right, that when you bench, you leave a little bread on the table, based on the Zaya, that the bread is not chal on a pastoral rekanya, on an empty table, but you have kakodesh bohu. By the chain of chalcolator, give us some more food. So first you have to have cooked a little bit of food, and then it's actually asked for more. The Gemara has a discussion there, that if you have chalas or not, just left on the table, you bench. If you don't have on the table, then you shouldn't bring shleimus, you should rather bring kufa. If you're going to bring shleimus, it may look like some kind of an Avodah Zarah practice. So then bring kufa. Okay. But the Gemara takes on minig that the Zaskia should have bread on the table at the time of the benching. How can it say here that the Yitzchak Spilek needs to remove the whole table? Make the table right before the benching, how can it be? And the practice was they had little tables in front of each person. And the practice, and that's number one. The practice was number two, and then bench Mizulin, there's not a Gemara. One person said the benching, and the other didn't say. The other just said Amen. And number three, they only took away all the other tables, they didn't take away. But the one who's benching, the one who's benching Mizulin, they wouldn't take away. Other Gizmana says, that faces that we have one big table, and everybody sits at the same table. So if you want to bench Mizulin, so what are you going to do? You're going to take away the whole table? So you're left with nothing. So you leave the whole table with the mare, with the bread, with the masses, with the challahs, on the one big table. But yes, the whole practice of taking away the shulchan is not sure. Yes. Here's where the Shainim bring, the Achrenim bring the minute. If you look on the bottom of the Rosh, here's where they have a whole discussion about taking away the knife. The Beshiatis has it over. Different reasons why. Different thing, can you bench Muslims? What do you mean, can you bench Muslims with star people from different tables? Yeah, the Mishnah says later on the next test. If they see each other.
Yeah.
If they see each other. If Rayim does that, then you can bench Muslims.
Or the milk serving side.
Yeah, yeah. That's the same later, even if they don't see each other, unless they're around the corner. They don't care. There's a pole mopstick in the middle, but they have the same waiters, and then they are mixed up. No, the Gemara says it. The boss of the Shalik was tacked on the Kamara. The Moshe Nagamara says they took away the Taisis. Taisis proves it from the Gemara that it says Silik. Silik doesn't prove anything. He's right. Maybe they took away the plate. But the next line in the Gemara says, right. Taisis says, I want a Shulchan. The Gemara says, so the boss of the Shalik was tacked on. Tacked on is a Shulchan. So Nachamot, the Rapapa says that just because they finished eating the main course, they finished eating everything, that's not called the Hesach Hadash from eating. If they give some more food, he's still holding by eating. Whatever they're going to give, he's still holding by eating. See the keeper. The Rav of Rav Zeri, he came to the Beresh Galusa, they once visited the Beresh Galusa, and he gave very lavish meals. He was like a Jewish king. The boss of this Likud Taka, Nikamayu, after the Taka removed the waiters, took away the table. He took away the table, Shodron Lahu, Ristana. He served some kind of another dish, another Michael, the Beresh Galusa. They delivered another course. Rava ochel, Rav Zera lo ochel. Rava ate it and he did no problem. He wasn't Mashiach as needed. Rav Zera felt him, they took away the table, he was Mashiach as. Om Alei, so Rav Zera asked Rava, Masav Neymar, Silek, Otam Yilechol. Don't you know that then, that once you Mashiach as from eating, then you have to say, let's say that that's Shad Avayla. Om Alei, so Rava answered Rav Zera, Anan Ataka de Reish Galusa Samchina. I'm a guest by the Reish Galusa. I don't know what's on the menu. How do I know what's coming next? But just because they took away the shulchan doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to be. Maybe they're going to bring another Viennese table?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just going to start now. Who knows what's coming next? Anan Ataka de Reish Galusa Samchina. So what do you see? That's the patient discussion. What do you see from this Gemara? That when is it called Hesach Adas? If I'm the Balabas. If I'm the host. But if I'm the guest, so how do I know whether it's going to be a big meal or a little meal? Maybe they're going to give another 25 courses? Meal there?
Dessert and
the
menu.
That's another question. Normally dessert, and before the rest, is there bracha on a dessert? Because that's one of Habon Shalom off in the Pasuk. No, family, this is a main course. They're not hungry, but they get another course. Oh, the Taisus says it on this Gemara. Exactly, Taisus says it on this Gemara. Taisus Ligam Askel Ataka Deresh. There are two Taisus in the same title. The second one, the little Ataka Deresh Galusa Samchina. Okay, Shiloh Alechol Mini Taisus. And the Vim Lahem Bezeh Achaz Deh. They give him an apple. Then they give later on a pear. Then they give later on an orange. He's a guest by the other one. He doesn't know what's next. Who knows? He or there, what's going to come next? So Yeshom and some people also thought, well, you have to send out a book. We wait on each group of Yishen and Yodin and Yishlan Balabai. Yeshom, they don't know what's coming next. The Taisa says, no, that's not correct. Why is Yishlan Balabai? Time of the day, Reish Galusa. That's what it says in the Gemara, that if you're a guest at someone else's home, so you're not the one to determine what's on the menu. The Balabas is the one who's going to give. So it's not called the Hesach Hadash on the meal until the Balabas says, okay, now it's time to bench. And then you decide to serve another course. That's called the Hesach Hadash on the meal. Beis here has the famous discussion. Yeah, but that's how he talks to him. He talks to my brother, yeah. Places here, the other places, the first place is Bima Masko, Ataka Deresh Galusa Sanchinon, the first place is discussed the Shaila, a person is eating on Pesach Night, and he forgot to eat up his kindness, and then they ready, fill up the cups, and they're ready to bench, and they say, Hablan on the bar. They wash my mouth, and everything, Mamish, that they say, Shira Malas, Mamish holding by the end, the second before benching, the mountain says that they didn't eat Dr. Kerman yet. Mamisha Hesar Hadar. So would you say that since they made a full Hesar Hadar, they have to say Hamaytzi, the male they have to wash again? They have to wash again and say Hamaytzi over the Dr. Kerman. The Tayshah says no, just like it says in the Gemara, if you're the guest by someone else's home. I'm not in charge of the menu, the Balabas is in charge, the host is in charge. So on Pesach night, Allah is in charge. Allah dictates what's on the menu. All year long, we state what has to be on the menu. Even if the hotel, even if the Balabas in the hotel printed menu. So what? They're going to steal him. So he didn't give the dessert. He didn't give that course. So it's not that that doesn't make it that it has to be. So on Pesach night, Allah is covered what has to be on the menu. So the Allah says, you have to eat up, you come in at the end. So even though everybody was Messiah Daz, and they all said, Havlon and Havare, it doesn't matter. Anan attacked the Rachmon or something. Let's look quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Shaila is what happened? The Hesach Hadat was by mistake. The Hesach Hadat was an error. It's not really what it says in the Gemara. Right. Right. The Hesach says that I'll be in. The Halacha says that you have to eat Afi Kaiman at the end of the Nesal Pizin. The meal is not finished yet.
That's
what Halacha says. We're going to get more. Yeah. But then Tayshah says the next shot.
That's what Halacha says. Then it would have been
It's not to the din that you have to eat Afi Kaiman at the end of the meal. I would have said it was Zichem and Tiyach Mal. They wash my friend. They said Shiramala. They said my cup.
Or to eat a particular food.
Which they
didn't.
Yeah, but they forgot to serve it and everybody said, we're ready to bench. It says, because Allah has said, you have to eat Afi Kaiman. Afi Din is on the menu. Afi Din is on the menu. That's like the Balabas is one of the time. Hit Allah is Kaveya. It's not up to us to decide what's in the meal. We're religious Jews. If the guy's not a religious Jew, so what do you mean it's on the menu? But he is a religious Jew. So he just made a mistake. So the Hesach Hadar is the door. It doesn't care. But then there's the next driver. What happened? Not only did they fill up the cups and then say Shem Malos and wash my machan and they said Havla Nava. They benched already. And now what do you do? They benched already. So what are you going to say? The benching is an error. The benching is benching. So the Shaila is not that they have to wash again and rotate another Afi Kaiman. So the Shaila is... Oh, the Shaila is what is Afi Kaiman all about? Why do you eat Afi Kaiman at the end of the meal? But if it's only Zechel and Korban Pesach... Mm-hmm. But if you do Zechel and Korban Pesach... You have to wash again and what's that exactly from Pesach? I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what type of space is in Avid Tochen. In Avid Tochen, the Mishnah says you have to eat matzah at the end of the meal, Avitam. So the Rishayim have a machlokes, what is the institution of Avi Kaiman all about? So the Rashbam and the Tesis on that now say, Avi Kaiman is not any zecher, it's not just a minig, that's the Ikeh Mitzvah of matzah. You really fulfill it at the end of the meal. Either what do we say, the Baruch Allah Hashem Matzah in the beginning of the meal? No, that's because normally at the beginning of the meal you say Hamaytzi, because you don't want to say Shachal on the chicken, or Hadoma on the potatoes, and Ha'etzan, whatever else the mash that you're going to have in the middle. You just want to say one Baruch Hamaytzi and cover everything. So if you're going to say Hamaytzi, what are you going to say? Egg matzah. So you're going to say Hamaytzi, and matzah. So the meal, if you're eating the matzah already, you have no choice. You have to say the Baruch Allah Hashem Matzah. But really, you don't have a mind to be ate to the mitzvah matzah till the end of the meal. That's what Taitis and Rashbam writes. Why the end of the meal? Because with man amigdosh, they used to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. The pesach was nechal ala tova. So since they ate the korban pesach at the end, so they used to eat the matzah and the meal also at the end. that's what Tzaddik Rambam writes in Agat Sof. And the Rosh quotes that. If you only have one Kizai Hamasa.
After
my Kizai Hamasa.
Yeah.
And
only one
Kizai Hamasa.
For what?
So you say that to the end.
He's got a bagel already.
Yeah. Can eat the chicken a little. Can eat the chicken and meat or whatever. Then he's going to eat the whole meal. Then he's going to eat that one Kizai at the end. After the whole meal. Yeah, after the whole meal is over. Okay. So the Rashbam in the Tosafot writes in Avot Sochim that the evening of eating up at the end is that that's when you really are going to remit some at the end of the meal. And the Rosh disagrees. And he says it doesn't make any sense. Why should you say that you don't have a mind to be out to the matzah till the end? Make the matzah at the beginning. But this man, Amigo Dosh, that you eat the carbon test at the end. Should be Nechal al Sov and eat, and the dinner he has to eat the carbon test together with the matzah and the marzah and the chametz, they had everything at the end of the meal. Well, this man is that you don't have a carbon test. So you don't eat al Sov, so why should you insist on eating the matzah al Sov? That doesn't make any sense. So the Rosh disagrees and he says, no, that the matzah that you eat at the beginning of the meal, that's for the sake of the mitzvah's matzah, you're yotzer anymore. And the chametz at the end of the meal is Zechel al Pesach, Zechel al Hagigah, some hold also. To make a zecher to those kabbalas that you eat at the end of the meal, that will lechel al sover. So that's the shaila. When you read this tefillin, the second half of this tefillin, in shochach, the tefillin ataka the rish galus. So it says in shochach will be up the fifth line. In shochach will be reich if the person went ahead and bench on the Pesach, the light ochal al pikanim. He ate the whole meal. He ate matzah in the beginning. He ate matzah and mar and kerach and shavanoyrech, and then he forgot to eat the pikanim and then he went to bench already. And after the benching, he realizes he forgot to eat at the kaiman zarktaisis enotok lavzor. He doesn't have to eat another kazayis. What will you have to do? You're going to tell him have to wash and have to tamotzi and have to eat at the kaiman, have to bench. The taisis is not necessary. Why? Because we ate so many matzahs in the middle of the meal. The kolam matzahs l'shem mitzvahsuyus. They're all matzahs mitzvahs. They're all made l'shmo. So you were yotzer with the matzah that you had in the middle of the meal. You were yotzer what with the matzah that you had in the middle of the meal? Mm-hmm. You were yotzer the mitzvah of matzah, you mean? The mitzvah of suda. The mitzvah of suda, you were yotzer with the matzah that you had in the middle. So where does Tzitzis go? If he already did bench, Shaka Chodirach means he benched. Shaka Chodirach means Shayok, he benched. He benched already. And then after the benching, he realizes he forgot to eat Afikaim and the kid stole the Afikaim. He couldn't find it. Okay. So he benches without eating Afikaim. So what's the din now? He benched without eating Afikaim. The Pesach says he ate it, but yeah, but you don't have to eat Afikaim again. Why? Yeah, because our mitzvah, because our matzahs and the shame of all the matzahs that we are on. So how do they understand the Gedder Hadin of Afikaimen? They understand that Afikaimen is the mitzvah of matzah, like the basis in the Rashbam in Adar Sochim, that it's mitzvah of matzah. So they said, well, you had already so many kazaisim, so you already say matzah, there's no need to say any more matzah l'chatzim. The proper thing is to have matzah at the end, that in order should be Allah Sofa, in order that it should be Kadeshi Eitah Matzah Besib, the last thing he should be matzah, when he goes to sleep, he should still take the favor of Allah. But if he has it, then he has it, so come, but you already say that in the mitzvah matzah, that's what he means. That Tzitzis goes with the other sheep, that it's Zecher, it doesn't sound like Tzitzis is going with the sheep that Afikaimen is the Yikin Mitzvah of Matzah, which he tells them that Afikaimen. But in Shulchan Aruch, I thought he assumed like the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch, he assumed like the Rosh, that the Yikin of Afikaimen is supposed to be Zeichel Lekot Tzitzis. So what would be the din if you're all like the Rosh? The reading that, the Hezbo that Tzitzis gives, all the matzahs are Shmura matzahs. All Han Shmura, so what's the problem? What do you mean Han Shmura? It means that you're Yikin Matzah already. And what if you would have held like the Rosh? That the idea behind Afikaimen is to make a Zechel of Korban Pesach, the bench
already. It's a Korban Pesach earlier.
No,
he didn't do any zeche. He didn't make any zeche.
Sure.
I was going to say not. So that's what it sounds like. I was going to say it's not bad. The Tyson's Lushi taught them that it's okay. Tyson's mean. Tyson told them, I was talking that the need to be your whole idea about the Gremlin is that's when you have a mind to be out to match. But we eat so much much anyway, so we were out to the match. Finished. So we ate the match. But what if you would have held up to Rosh? That I'll be coming to make a Zechel Pesach. So you should have made a Zechel Pesach, but you didn't. So because you didn't, you don't have to wash again. Then you say, Pesach sounds like they're talking to Kishitov. You don't say, what would it have been if you would have held like a Rosh? Then you have to wash again.
What if you have the regular Zechel Pesach?
No, the fellow benched already after the meal. So now he wants to eat more akitoim, and we have to say amoy. Then he's going to have to bench again. Then he's going to have to wash also for this akitoim. He's going to have to wash also, because the illicit time, even though he wasn't the CSR, from him, he just finished benching. He's in the middle of benching. Still, since it was Messiah Da'at, so this is a new student, and a new student is Machai, the new, let's say, person ate a sandwich, and he didn't stop. That's it. That's the tension. In the middle of the tension, someone brings another sandwich. And then he wants to eat the other sandwich, and not only does he have to say, I'm wasting, he bench again, he has to wash again. And then he has to wash again.
He still had a lot of
that. He had a whole full meal. He wasn't right to all the mixes that he was supposed to be in. But the benching was still good. The first food was on. Yeah.
He
thought you told him to eat. Yeah, there's man on the eat. He's telling us to eat
the carcass.
If you are like Hillel, the appreciation to come tomorrow. If you have to dock eat the people, you have to eat the person come tomorrow, dock it together, or the dock it separately, or the Ramakas, because it's optional. If you want to get even together, you want to get even separately. So if you are like Hillel, that version of Hillel, but you must eat all three together, then if the fellow bench and he forgot to eat the carcass, then you have to wash it again and have some halachi and have the whole thing all over again. Pesach matzah mor, eat everything all over again. If you hold up, not like Kilo, you hold up the way the Rambam taught him. If he has to step in the altar still there, he doesn't have to wash. After the bench, he don't take a contest.
I mean, you can't wash.
Okay, if you want to. No, but this is the shayla. According to the way that Rosh understands that Afikoyman is that Takonis Hatanoim Yechta the Chuvim by Shemi, that we should make a Zeche to the Tzach that we used to have a Kodim Zeche, which we no longer have. We have a lot of things that are Zeche. Let's say they have Shnei Tavshilim. The Gemara says in Shom that the idea of Shnei Tavshilim is Zeche, 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 but what, let's say the fellow already benched and he realized it's got to have Shnei Tavshilim on the plate. Didn't have to open to get it. That's the problem. He has to start all over again the whole Agadah. He takes it Agadah. But this he didn't make a Zecha. So what about over here? According to the Raj, it's that because it's supposed to be Zecha L'Pesach. And if I realize now, a Zecha L'Chagigah, they have two Kazeis. One Zecha L'Pesach, one Kazeis Zecha L'Chagigah. So he forgot to eat that because he benched already. So would you go so far as to require of him that he has to wash again? Oh, so that's the Shaila. When the Chacham made the Takana of Apikoyman and the Rosh understands Apikoyman is to make a Zechel of Pesach, it is such a serious Takana that even if you already finished benching, you have to wash again and eat the Apikoyman to make the Zechel of Pesach. But he's saying, no, you should make a Zechel of Pesach in the middle of the meal. Of your bench, you're finished, so you lost your chin. It's too late, so you can't make, like the Shnei Tavshilim. You didn't have Shnei Tavshilim, so you didn't have Shnei Tavshilim. So after the second night, they made a mistake. Don't believe it, because Tesis writes it in such a way that they sound like they're going with Shitos and they're going to claim that they're digging this from Matzah. So they say, no, how much Matzah do you have to eat? You ain't ready Matzah in the middle. Are you ate after the Matzah? You violated the dinner, you're not allowed to eat after. You violated. But that Thursday after he finishes everything, he's ready to go to sleep, so he has a snack. But then you say it has a cup of Coca-Cola. So then you say, oh, you have to say it all over again.
No.
He violated it, so he ate it because. But the world doesn't come to an end.
If you bench it again, wouldn't you have to have another cross? Of course,
there's also movement in the Republic. We thought that the Muslim does not require a kosher. It does not to make arbitration. We already have the arbitration. I don't think so. I don't think they would require it. Yeah. Every meal that you eat, every time you eat a mic, you have to have a commission. Okay. Taita says that we all break the Shein Mitzvah. What does that mean? Well, that the Kramer has to break the Shein Mitzvah, they are saying. And you hate about him. That sounds like a but they mean the Ike Mitzvah is not to you. If it would have been Ike Kramer is really, there's a attempt of, so why do you need that that should also be Han Shmur? What do you mean that Ike Kramer should be Shmur or not? What's wrong with you, Shmur, Ike Kramer? If you hold the deacon, Mr. Matthew, and you have something, you have to be a field of shmuck. The dog got to tell me the wrong is there for the test, but very long you should be right of the shmuck. That's how the Rambo writes in Hilfe Shabbat says, let's say now that the day is so long, so someone is going to have a few meals. A few meals on Shabbat. Each time he washes, he's required. Yeah, Yom Kippur. Each time, even though you're not required to eat children on Yom Kippur,
right.
But if you have a third and a fourth and a fifth, each time you have a meal and you wash, you have to say how much the other 11 is.
Yeah.
No. Kiddush is only the Suda Balayim and the Suda Balayim. Not the Suda, if you don't eat. Not the Ramam Shita, not the Kiddush. You should forget the Suda Alayayim. You should have a drink of wine in the middle of the shalashuva.
Yeah,
if you hold that, you do have to wash again. Why is the Shalala say that? Is that? So what? You should have a
No, you should.
But still, if you say the reason that he already has to wash again and even not be crying, then you're like the rush. You can insist you have to wash again in the Anafi Kemet. You can even say that they drank the fourth cup. So you have to have the Kemet. There's a little bit of Shalala Seder.
So on.
Not every Kemet of the Seder is recouped.
Maruchit is very clear. So you two precise them because of Zecher Hagir. Or both of the Hagir is to eat before, nor that you be eating the
Allah Shalala
Roba. So here you own it the whole...
Not at the end.
Yeah.
The Maril never said it. No, the other the Maril, and the Sefer Maril says that the Maril, the Talmud wrote the Drushas Maril, that he said the Rebbe used to require that you should eat two kizeis in the Rafi Kremen, Zech of a Pesach, that is Manjabit. I think the Shaykan used to eat two kizeis in the Rafi Kremen. So the Achorim said, there is no such thing. We didn't say they ate two kizeis in the Rafi Kremen, one kizeis in the Rafi Kremen. But it said the Talmud must have made a mistake. Probably the Maril meant to say, she needs to convince one Zechel of Pesach, one Zechel of Hagigah. So your Taina is not even a Taina. What do you mean? The whole Zechel of the Hagigah was eaten in order that the Pesach should be Nechel of Asova. Because it's the Nisa Shvira Shetzin in the Kodem Pesach. The son is going to be starving, going to be hungry, so he may break the bones of the Kodem Pesach. That's what Pesach cooks in Yisham. So first eat the Hagigah Tabrosa, which doesn't have such an Nisa. You can break all the bones you want in the Hagigah Tabrosa, and then at the end you eat the Kodem Pesach. So the eating now became at the end Zechel of Kodem Pesach, which was Nechel of Asova. Why in the world should the Maril require that you should make a Zechel of Hagigah? It doesn't make sense. That's what others point out. That the addition that the Girsa that it says in the Maril is correct. The Maril is relying on the Rambam sheet. The Rambam writes in the Feirish that L'chatchila you should eat two kizeis and of the Korban Pesach. One at the beginning of the meal with the Yavan and one at the end of the meal, Avasova. And the Yevet, if one ate a kazeis of the Korban Pesach, and he benched the Rebbe, he said, the Yevet, you ate it with one kazeis. But L'chatchila, the Rambam writes the proper thing is these two kizeis. And so that's what the Maril says. The normal sense,
that's what the Maharal says.
The Shirin took his Eichon of the Afrikaner, the Eich of the Pesach, which they used to eat, took his Eichon of the glasses. Okay. Okay, you mean the same reasoning that says you get just like the Eved if you eat the curves, the carbon test of Shalal at Rova. You would be right, it's just a thing like a chila. So here I ate my kezayis mat in the middle, so that'll be the Zechel Kavnesa. Could be, could be. Okay, okay.
Lach
to wash again. It's at the back end on lach to you don't have to eat another kizayis for the sake of. You don't have to eat another kizayis for the sake of the afikamen. You eat there already. And this gemara we mentioned. What's the halacha over here? That it's tilas. Let's say we finished eating and the balabasa says that's it, and she tells her husband, okay, bench. He starts saying Shira Malas, and then they wash my machanis, fill up the bench, the bench is done, and she says, oh, she forgot the chocolate milk upstairs. But then she forgot the dessert, she prepared the dessert to so long ago. But the Shas Mai said, it's tilas, finished. So then halacha is, tilas, they wash my machanis, thank Shira Malas, Asalecho. Why is Asalecho? What's the Aveira? So most of the Rishonim say, Asalecho, unless you say another bracha. You gotta say another bracha, if you're prepared to say another bracha, then there's no problem. Okay. What do you have to bench for? Why should you have to bench? What's our day rest? I made a hechtachadah to say a bracha rishayna. Why do I have to bench? So that's what some rishayna explained, because if you just say a bracha rishayna, and then eat whatever it is, and then you want it. So then, since there was a hechtachadah in between, so that's up until the hechtachadah is one achila, and then whatever you're going to eat after the hechtachadah is going to be another achila, you cannot cover two achilas with one bracha achonis. What are you going to say? Two bracha achonis back to back, one after the other. One bracha achonis relates to one achila, the second bracha achonis relates to the second achila. And then the practice they use to say the first bracha achonis after the first achila, then have the bracha rishayna on the second achila, then to say the bracha achonis after the second achila. No, that's a different. Here's Mamash Mitzriah Tzad. The Balabasa tells the husband, that's it. Here, in the middle of the meal, after Shabbos, in order to be able to Shabbos Shabbos, so they make a break, they bench. They bench in the meal, and then they have to, once you bench, and you have to wash and say, I'm again. But in the normal course of events, you would have finished the whole meal and bench at the end. So that's the question that Goren Bracha Shem Tzvich, if you're benching now, this is going to cause you to require another on the Tzvich Yedayim, another Hamas in the second benching, and everything could have been covered with one deal, with one Bracha Rishon, if everything one Bracha Chari. So that's a Machlekes, and talks about that a violation of Goren Bracha Shem Tzvich. It's ain't a Tzvich and Hilchot Tzvich on any, but it's Tzvich and Hilchot Shalashudit. In order to fulfill Shalashudit, you want to make it into a separate meal. So the fact that you want to fulfill the difference is that maybe that should make it into Bracha Tzvich. So that's an achalakis in person. So if you have a, you take a walk, or you have a pause for half an hour, then for sure it's not a violation of Goren Bracha Shem Tzvich. And he was talking a different thing. There were mamish mitzvich da'ad. At the end of the meal, there were mamish mitzvich da'ad. And then they decide they want to continue eating some more. They have some course that they forgot. So they take out that course, and now the din is you have to say Bracha Rishayna on this course. It's not covered with whatever they ate from before because of this big hechtachadah that they made. So is it enough if you say Bracha Rishayna or no? You have to say the bracha achrayna on the first meal, and then say bracha rishayna, and then say bracha
achrayna. Is that past before?
It's
the first meal. We should be good. Why should he need another Torah for him?
No, because they only see the dots. The dots are everything.
No, the dropout HaMaisi covers everything.
No answer to that. The dots are all over. So that's the Machlokes of Rishon. The most of Rishon say that there is no such thing, that you cannot cover two meals with one drop of oil. So when it says Silei, how does the Gemara say the Lashon? Gomar, or Silei, also Lechol, it's only also Lechol, if you want to say a bracha Rishon. Say a bracha Rishon, so that's not the problem. There is no problem. Also Lechol, but let's bracha. But if you say a bracha Rishon, bring it on then, there won't be any problem. Now anymore goes into the details. What considered too late? So I gave a case, Balabas to tell the husband, that's it, no more, finish your malice. They sing, they take off the plate, they fill up the cup for benching, and they wash my machayim. That's an exaggerated case, they did everything. Yeah, but they have that cup on it. Off they fill the balabas and say, that's it. That's it. No, then the husband relies on his wife, or whatever she said. That's like we lost on the Reish Galusa, we lost on the Hatake the Rachmana, so anyone in summer relies on whatever the wife prepared for the meal. Yeah, but on Pesach night, the halacha says that that's one of the courses of the meal.
You have to get something that's part of the halacha.
Yeah, but if she's a balabas, if it's all the other one, she's a balabas, and she made a mistake, and then she changed her mind. So there's no absolute halacha. It's not etched in stone over here. If she wanted to, she could have changed her mind. She made a mistake, but still, the other has to have that. So that's called the Hatzalabas, even though it's the first. And I think that's nice, we're not the Balabatim. We're not the Balabatim to make such a decision. The Halacha says that the meal is not over yet. The Halacha says that the next course on the meal has to be Afikaina. So it doesn't matter what we say. Let's finish. Let's finish with it. Right, that's on the menu. Right, so you're also, the Afikaina is on the menu. Afikaina is on the menu. So now the wants to know the details. When does it constitute Hesach HaDas? So we gave a case before that's obvious. The wife says that's it, no more, time to bench, they say Shemal, the wife on our friend, throws up the cup, Havlan the Rosh, that's an exaggerated thing. So how much of that do you have to have that it should be called the Hesach HaDas? So that's the next Gemara. Omar Rav, it depends. It's not a Gemara, they didn't have forks and spoons to eat with. Everybody ate, she arrived with their own hands. Everybody ate the whole meal with their own fingers. At the end of the meal, your fingers would all be greasy. So what do you do with the greasy fingers?
Yeah.
So they're different kinds of people. Some people go viper. No problem, go viper. And other people would be mocked. Other people would be mocked that they would dust it, wash off their hands with oil at the end of the meal in order to clean them off. So that's what Rob says. It depends who you are. A Rav of Hashem, if a person normally, all year long, when he finishes breakfast, lunch, and stuff, if he's fashionista, he's right, that he's not going to go do his daily routine, he's not going to go to work, to his office, without washing off his hands with oil, with water, with something, then, even if he said, Havlon on the Vara, even if he filled up the deck, he said, Shamalas, we're not finished yet, he didn't wash his hands yet. The Shemin, the Yakpo, calls mom, he didn't wash his hands off. With the Shemin, so he's considered still in the middle of the meal. Because he's not ready to go on to the next step yet. If you're not such a mechunik, if you're not such an instrument, and all year long, you're not so mocked to wash with shemen, so then when you finish your mouth, and you say that's it, so then that's the end of the meal. But if you are such a person that you're always mocked, always mechunik to use oil, the shemen me after cold man, you didn't use shemen. That's the question, what's the definition of Mizuham? So Mizuham is a very subjective thing. If you live in a society where all the people walk around with sticky fingers and they get bypass drugs, and they stick up the Gemaras and they stick up their clothes, everything is full of grease marks. So then it's not Mizuham. But if you are a Mizuham of a whole society, we live today, we have food, we have work, people don't even touch the food themselves. So as long as everybody is such a Mizuham, we're always mastered on not having sticky fingers. That's what Rav says, it's a subjective thing, it depends. If you're up with the shaman, Kofani didn't wash with him, then at the end of the meal.
Yeah.
Then you have to wash before the bench. Then before you die, you have to wash. The Gemara says, "Mizuham Fasol Avoda." Tachi Adam Toham is Tzuvus Ladrocha. It says, "Gehem is a Mizuham." Even though it's not a Balmum, you're not allowed to be Makir with his equipment. That's the Kohen is a Mizuham. It's not a Balmum. The Chachili is not allowed to do Avoda. Yeah, but if you do Avoda, it's a discussion. The Chachili wouldn't allow a Kohen who is a Mizuham. And all sick coins to do Avodah, and he wouldn't allow them to bring a carbon on the Mizbeah if the behemoth is Mizuham. So too, your dime Mizuham is absolutely good. So that's what Rav said. The Rav of the Shemin, Shemin Miyakwa, is not yet called the Hesach Adad from the meal until he washes. How does Rashi say? The Rav of the Shemin, he always washes his fingers off with the oil. Shemen miyakul the yimbrach. He's not on a bench before he washes with shemen. Shapiro government is here. Why mash the other? Dying through the kayem. Baruch Hu Leibrach. There's no hesach hadas yet. He's not finished yet. Amar Rav Ashi the Shabbat to be tarkin like that. That a lot of the shemen miyakul is not called the hesach hadas yet. Amar Rav Ashi ki avina de Rav Kahan. And when I learned Rav Kahan's yeshiva, when we learned ki avina, when we learned by Rav Kahan in the yeshiva, Amalon, he told us tigon anan derigim lima benishcha. Yishka Miyakulam, he said the same thing as Rav. That's the Gemara, but we don't pass like that. Leisel Chesol Kol Hamish Meitze, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like what? Not Silek. We don't pass in Silek. We don't pass in Shemen. What is Kol Hamish Meitze? What's Kol Hamish Meitze? Ella, what do we pass? Let's see what we do pass in, so we'll see what we don't pass. Ella, Yadom Arachiyat Arashi Amarav. Rav has the following members, show us, keep in saying there are three halachas they require immediately. Number one, take it to smicha shchito. And you have korbanos that you have to do smicha on. You're not supposed to do smicha today. Let's say the guy has no time to go to work in the daytime. He has nothing. You can only bring the korbanos by yom. At night time, he has a lot of time. So go to the daytime. Maybe you should do the smicha tonight. It's 9:30 at night. He'll do the smicha. Then tonight, give it over to someone else. You can't do smicha against shliya. You have to do the smicha and carry on. If you don't, not there, so you don't do the smicha. But you have to do the mitzvah, mishle, mitzvah, mitzvah. So go do the smicha tonight. And tomorrow morning, you have to shakra, it's not with the carbonization. The Gemara says, you're not there, sir. That's the equivalent of not having done any smicha. The smicha has to be done immediately prior to the shchita. It has to be taken from the smicha, shchita, otherwise you haven't fulfilled that bit. Then you have a din of taken from the gula, tira. The guy has to say, go out, you throw. Not only by shakra, even by myra, we have the discussion in the first pair. You have to ask Michal Kudul and Tzila, take it. You shouldn't be master. We discussed, the Ramban had on the first Daf of Brachas, we discussed a long time ago, that his man had time, they didn't have watches, they didn't know, they couldn't tell exactly what time it's going to be sunrise, and one of the Daf and Tzila like those seekers, so they would always guess. So 999 out of 1,000 times, they would get sure. So they were dabbing up the Kriyash Nabi the Brachas up until Brachas, so then it could wait for 10 minutes. Then they would see the sun rise over the horizon, so then they would sell the shmanesh. So usually they did not have smicha gula l'tfila. Those are davening vasikin. Those are davening the vasikin minyan usually did not have. 999 times out of 1,000 they did not have smicha gula l'tfila. Once in a great while they hit the jackpot, and they would start early and they would turn out, but they kept in the spirit. Okay, that's how the Ramban described it. Because the Gemara tells the story at the beginning that one of the Chachamim who had smicha gula tefila, he had a smile on his face all day long. Ramban says, we do it all the time. What's the big deal to say? He says, no, it was vasikin. So we do it all the time. That people gather in the vasikin meeting. Ramban says, no, they didn't have watches. How are they supposed to know when it's going to turn out? So he says, they used to finish Gra Yisrael and then they would wait. So the second thing that take it is you have to take it. Take the gula tefila. And the third thing is take it when the tefila of Yadayim bracha. So what is it talking about? Clearly from the context of the Gemara, you're talking about take it when my machreinim bichas hamotim. We're not talking about my mishreinim. That you shouldn't be mocked in between all the tefila of Yadayim and hamotim. That's not in this Gemara. That may be some, may or may not be some other Gemara. The achreinim quote that is the Yishalmi lacha, that is the Tzuvegi quote. The Kavegan quotes over here that the Gemara, the left of the Kavegan on the Omer, that the Gemara here is obviously talking about my Machrenim came aboard this Kityon, that's black and white, that the Gemara is talking about my Machrenim, but in the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Lorin, and in the Rishalmi later, it's a mistake. It's not Eloi from it should be Eilis Vardin. In the eighth parish, the Brach is the parish Eilis Vardin. So the Achaim quote is the Yushami in parish Eilis Vardin, which is the parish. You're talking about Maim Rishonim, that you shouldn't have any Hapsoke, and it's the Maim Rishonim and Amosi Lachim and Hor. You say over there also, take it when it's Eilis Vardin. But in the context of the Bagamar, it's Mephurish, so we're not talking about that. And the Zubin Gemara is, that take it when Maim Achaim should be the Brach. So the Gemara says, that's the klal. The other two klal that we said were rule, about taking away the table, silay, and about washing with shemen, all this is what malo alamor. The thing that's kaveya is the ma'im achrayim. So then the shayla there said, what if they all wash ma'im achrayim? Taisa says that they never wash ma'im achrayim. Taisa from Terakol Abad, he says ma'im achrayim is because sakon, because it's a melech shom, you may rub it in your eyes. And then they said, Zana Zer, Melech Zayn, it is not Rabbah Bayat. So the whole reason doesn't apply. The Tzitzit says, they don't need my Machrein. So according to Tzitzit's practice, they say that they don't wash my Machrein, so there's never any Tzitzit. Huh? You have to say Havlo Nevar. When you say Havlo Nevar, that's the equivalent.
Combined
with the other say that. The Tzitzit says that they didn't wash my Machrein. They said they didn't wash my Machrein. There are two reasons. The other reason was because your diamond is a hummus. So that depends. If a person eats with a spoon and a fork and a knife and he never touches the food, he's not talking Shiraz, he's not talking Shiraz. He's not touching the food and there's no melach done because there isn't even any melach. He has a throat shaker. He doesn't even touch the food. Even if he has no offense, he's not fetching the sword and has no Yerbaim Kohen. So then according to Tesis, there's no time at all for Maim
Achrayim.
Yeah. The Tesis says you can ask? Yeah, the Tesis says you can Yeah, so we're going to see if in the Gemara, that is not so. The fastest in the Gemara, that is not so. No, the Gemara didn't take Shemar. There's no right in the Gemara. No right, but the fastest is that it's not. Yeah, that's what we're discussing. The Shira Mas, does that constitute a Hesach Adag? That if you want to eat more, you have to set Brach on it. The Tashma says that's not. You're supposed to say Divrei Torah in the middle of every meal. But you say, even if you didn't say one stitch of Divrei Torah, and you say Shira Mas with an Ari Zodot, then you get it. You should make a zech at the chut and Beit HaMikdash in the middle of every meal. That's what the Magen Avraham says when you have this minig, that on the weekdays you say on the Aris Bava, Hashem, you say Shema, so you speak that good in a bite. Make a zech. But the Kibbeg is telling you to look in the Tesis and say that that one is Tes. Tesis is a state of Tes, Tes, Kohanim, Duchenim. The Gemara says that before the Kohen goes to Duchen, see you get in Chodesh of Ahu at Hashem. First, you kind enough to wash the hands, and the Levim wash the hands, or the Kohen wash the hands, whether someone should wash the hands of the Kohanim, and then the Zalku. Then they say, you know, Zalku at Hashem. And the Duchen are giving a Zalku to Zalku, but not Zalku at Hashem, because the Gemara quotes that part, that the Kohanim have to wash their hands and look at them before they do it. The Tesis there raises the question, is there a requirement of Tekes? So the Kohanim have to wash the Tzimut Yadayim immediately before they do them, like is that practice? Or can they follow the Kohanim the Tzimut Yadayim that they had before they went to Shul in the morning? If they went to the Beit HaKit in the middle, that's not good, and the Tzimut Yadayim they have to wash again. What if they didn't? What if they didn't go to the Beit HaKit in the middle? They wash in the morning, and the hands are so clean, they didn't sit in but they're davening, they're davening shachris, and they're not touching anything, so they're not to wash again. So that's the Tesis has the shayla. So he quotes that Shulas Rashi, that's the Tesis from Sleitalam says. He quotes that Rashi is quoted as saying, the Talmidim of Rashi quoted his name, that we require that the Tesis should be immediately before Duchen. And other Rishonim are not so convinced that that's wrong. Maybe the Tesis that he did in the morning is sufficient. So Allah HaLamayisah, how do we pass him? So when Arthur says you should wash his hands again immediately before the Duchen, but he should not say a bracha because maybe he can really rely on the time that he did in the morning. There'll be a bracha without telling him. But what happens after he went to the Beit HaKnesset to be clean? And then the Chavadeh, if he has to wash, then the Tachlis in the Shulchanach is, and then for sure he should wash with the Bracha. The son should wash his hands with the Bracha as he gives out the Bracha. And then it's open the Vav on his side. When you wash before davening, when you wash in the morning, the Gemara says, and then the Bracha down until the Bracha. What is that all about? So there's different shittas in the Mishnah and three different shittas. But the Rambam's opinion is that that's until it's done, that it says in the end of Bracha, the very end of the Mishnah. When you wake up in the morning, you wash and you say Bracha until it's done, that applies before Mincha, before Myris, and before Nila, before every Tzila, you have to wash with the Bracha until it's done. The other Mishnah disagree with the Rambam and they say, no, you have to wash your hands before you daven, but that's not with the Bracha. The Bracha is a different Sarkona, that you wake up in the morning to eat it, to remove the Ruach Ra, or that the person is a Ruach HaDosh. Removing Ruach Ra is a Shreya Bracha, that's why they were attacking the Bracha. They should say, Bracha, I'm removing the Ruach Ra. And that's the time to show them how to know, to show them how to know. They're attacking, they're designed with the Bracha, because the person becomes a Ruach HaDosh. In the morning he wakes up, but the fact is you have to wash before Mincha Meir, that's to say will not require a Bracha. But over here the Shreya is, what about the Kohanim washing immediately, Kohanim washing before the Duchen? So the Shulchan Aruch, the regular approach from the Shulchan Aruch is from the Rishonim seem to assume that it would require a Bracha, because the Gemara says here on that one, the Pesach Sefer, that they're supposed to wash their hands before they do them. If they already washed in the morning and they can rely on that, but they've already eaten the bread. And if you can't rely on that, you should really say Bracha now, because of the Sefer the dinner, so you wash again without a Bracha. But if you went to the Pesach Kitchen between more Sefer the dinner, then for sure you have to wash with a Bracha. But then the Dogma Vav is another mute on the side of the Shulchan Aruch right. He's not so convinced that this takona that the Kohanim has to wash is supposed to be done. You told him, who said you need a bracha for that? Just like we assume that the proper thing is to wash before Mincha and before Myrus. And still you don't say bracha on that, but don't follow the Rambam Shita. Then maybe the Kohanim also, when they wash their hands, you told him, who said that they have to say a bracha? Because that's what he says to Allah, that even if the Kohanim did go to the Beis HaKnesset, and then for sure you have to wash your hands before Duchen, it still doesn't say Bracha. That's the common practice today, that the Kohanim always wash without a Bracha, even if they're not sure that they're going for Chazal. And they can't rely on the Nefilas HaNach in the morning, they have to wash it in. So that's the Rabbi Kedegah Tehran Zan, that faith is there, and Saito wants to know, maybe just like the Gemara says, take it from the Nefilas HaDayim Bracha, take it from the Nefilas HaDayim Bracha, the Gemara has it in against the Mayim Achreinim and Bichas Hanbaz. Maybe I should apply also to Dukhya. And that's basically also Machlagin Zohar Shainim Anah.
Some Kohanim is just late on the Nesko, they go with the Dukhya with that class. Do you agree?
Yeah. You can give you line in the Dukhya in the morning.
The rest is the rest in the morning.
Not right. They should really wait for them. They should really wait for them that they should watch Tayyip and say, let's take it a demon. But you have to have them until it's done. You may woke up so late that they just washed until it's done. Then they go, oh,
they're done from that. That's true. They're done from that. They don't have time. They don't have time to get together where the house like after the play is on. They don't have time to watch.
That's not right. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Kohen has to be Oka Ragla. So that's the Shalabas says, Oka Ragla. Let's say, by the time the Chazan finishes his day, Hamad Neshkinat of Ismail, by the time the Chazan finishes his day, the Kohen has to be Oka Ragla, Leah Oka Ragla. The Shulchan Aruch, the Kohen's day, has to be walking towards the Bina. What if he's walking towards the basin to wash his hands? He comes over here and he's walking towards the place to wash his hands in order to come back. So the Achayim on the Shulchan Aruch said that's not good. I remember once he asked the Rav, and then Kippur, there was a certain Balabas who had never broken in his life. The guy was 45 years old, didn't know what it was all about. In the middle of the Shemana Esrei, they were convinced in this claim that he's shidduchin, he's not going to kill him, he's not going to die, they're not going to charge him any money. But till they finally convinced him, the Chazan was already holding by the end of his day. The Rishonim said, they have to wait for this 7 months. Until they finally convinced him, they have to wait for him to go wash his hands. But also, they should shook his head that they don't have to wait. The fact that he's going, that's called Akar Akhlof, that's the Gemara. The conventional practice of Shulchan Aruch says you should not rely on that. The practical thing is that it's only called Oka Raglov, that he's on his way towards the Zuchan, not that he's on his way towards Iraq. No, but the proper thing is to tell the Chazan to wait. But you can't, because you have Kohanim who finish by that relay. It's time to wait another few months. Yeah. Talk about Torah, Eitzach Nish. That was as the Gemara says in Sefer Lagdat. If he's not Eker Adlov by the time in the middle of the drop of his day, you look from the beginning to the end, then he should walk. Very strange concept. Very strange. We mentioned once the Teren Ayra has a Pshat and Ad Gemara. That in Yusuf said, I think, or unless we said Parshat Tzav, what does it say? The Yisrael and the Siyar of Avon by Yivachim, by Yer Me'asel Tachatas Vahoi Vahoi. Yusuf said that. So the Gemara says that you only do Duchening at the conclusion of HaKavit Korbanah Sidra. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. But that's the Shabbos, how do you ever have Duchening with Manas Ebi? Rama HaKavit Korbanah Sidra. So this letter of Yankee Fendin to believe that Duchening is only the Rabbanah. Duchening is only the right in the Beis HaMikdash at the conclusion of HaKavit Korbanah Sidra. So the Mishnah Berurah has a footnote on the bottom of the page, on the bottom of the Shabbos Sidra. He has a short time where he says that what Rav Yankee Fendin said is wrong, it's against the Rav Nizimare, against the Rav Nizimare, that Duchening is a chutzpah mikdash, is also the right. So the Shad is his job, he's done, but he's right. The Gemara says, Tav Kosav, you only have Duchening at the conclusion of, but he's not going to say, Allah, by Rav, Mayer, not so far, Chatzah, Zayla, because the Gemara says, it goes on Duchening. It has to only be, Mayer, not so far, Chatzah, Zayla, at the end of Korban of Sidon. So the Shad and I says, that when the Chazis, when you say Shmon Esrei, and you say this day, you say means that the prayer should be accepted as a Kodesh. So when a Yochid davens, when he says this day, he converts his davening into a Kodesh Yochid. When the Chazan davens, when he says this day, he converts his davening into a Kodesh Tibur. So since this day, so the Kavanah says, since this day is the Bracha that accomplishes this trick, that converts the Tzila into a Kodesh Tibur, that enables the Kavanah to Dukhan. If not for the Bracha, they say they wouldn't be able to Dukhan, because you can only Dukhan at the conclusion of HaKrabat Kavanah Tibur. So that's why the Chachamim requires that it has to be Oikar Adol of the Ritzay. This is the bracha that enables him to Duchen. He has to start going towards the Duchen at that time. Yeah, but still, it's only the Rabbana. It wasn't only the Rabbana. Can't be a Dinda, right? Gemara says he has to be a Gemara says he has to move him. Gemara says he has to move his feet a little bit. That's the moment to keep the
before
the davening, before it starts to have that
function.
Yeah. If he comes to the Beis HaKikre, he wants to continue eating bread.
Right.
You have to wash again on Brahma and Tumas Adan. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If it's a problem with that, it's a shul. Sometimes the shul is a wash, it's out of your... The Duchening was? Yeah, we assume the Mishnah Berurah, we are still against our Yankee. The Duchening is the right to even put one in the Mishnah Berurah, even with Mama Zohar. Big problem? The big problem there is what they do, yeah. The Zohar Goyen wanted to institute the Duchening every day. And that is when Hashemayim turned out there was a faith or something, the same thing of Nasnadler or Frankfurt wanted to introduce, and also turned out that they weren't able to. So they took it as a sin in Hashemayim that was supposed to continue to practice. No one knows exactly why. There are, I think, good reasons why Shulchan Aruch, very shrachavi. We don't know why. Okay, let's see Gemara. Then the Gemara concludes. We have three dinim that the take it. The Gemara has Alderach Agoda. When a person associates with the Talmud Chacham, right away he will have a plot in his business. That's not our lochah. That's a statement. Okay. Let's say a short name. This week's Sedra, the Torah describes the way Nadav Avihu died. And the Pasuk says, Vayido Maharo. This is the Machloekis Rashi and the Ramban, how you translate the Pasuk, Vayido Maharo. Rashi says that he didn't say book, he didn't cry, he didn't say anything. And he was chal ala shtika. So not complaining and not crying and not doing anything. The Ramban doesn't learn like that. The Ramban understands kipshuto. He was crying, he was crying, crying. And when he finished, then Moshe Rabbeinu carried on the conversation with him. But what Rashi is saying is, I don't know, the Ramban a lot of times has not said ati pshuto. But what Rashi is saying is not making it up on his own. Rashi quotes from the Torah, the Adam and the Torah, but you call Rabbi, it says the finish what the story is about. So the Mephashim asked the Kasha, how come Taka, but you the Maharon, how come he didn't cry at all? But the Gemara says in the end of my cotton, that Yimon Yomim the Bechi, that when someone dies, he's supposed to cry for 3 days, so how come Aaron didn't cry at all? The people cry. did the right thing, he got rewarded for not crying at all. So the Mefarshim on the Gemara points out that Gimo Yavim Lebechi doesn't mean that it's a chayvor, an obligation that you have to cry for 3 days. It means that it's a reshut, a hefer. Whenever anybody cries, what do you mean a person cries when a relative dies? A person cries when someone is sick. A person cries when he loses all of his money. He's really complaining against the way that Rabban Shalom is running his work. Rabban Shalom decided in his infinite wisdom that this person should die, that this person should get sick, that you should lose your money. So when you cry, so that demonstrates that you're not satisfied, you're not happy with Rabban Shalom's decision. You feel that if you would have been running the world, you would have run it better. You have a better chesed. Imam Shafi Kurs is complaining against the way that Rabban Shalom runs his work. Sometimes the person who says that the Kurs is good, that the Kurs is good. He's overwhelmed with the grief. He just can't control himself. So Imam says, Gimo Yavim Lebechi. The person cried the first 3 days after the death of the relative. So they won't punish him in Hashemayim. They won't hold him for this act of Shafi Kurs. So Imam Shafi Kurs is but if he's going to cry after the first 3 days they're up, then there's no Kurs. Then there's no mitigating circumstances. There's no more Einus. Actually, he could have controlled himself. But even in the Gimo Yomim, it's only Einus Achman Apache. If he can control himself within 3 days, then he should do so. Then he should control himself. So that's what the Chachamim understood over here. That's how Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabba. That by Yidam Aaron, he didn't cry at all. He controlled himself not to cry at all. Not to even demonstrate any simanim of complaint whatsoever. That's what the Chachamim understood by the Chet HaMeraglim. The rest of it came back and they gave their report about Eretz Yisrael. Everybody was crying. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Atem b'chisa b'chiyah shel chinam. I want to be kovei at b'chiyah l'dorot. What do you mean b'chiyah shel chinam? All b'chiyah. B'chiyah shel chinam. Whenever a person cries about a tragedy, we're stuck over here, a terrible situation. We left Mitzrayim and we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We've been better off at the same time. So they're complaining about the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo is running the world. So that's an act whenever a person complains or even cries, which is an implicit complaint, that's an act of Hafikut. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom punished him. He felt at that time, there wasn't even another Tachmana Patre. There wasn't any overwhelming circumstances that should make it into an act. So that's what Aaron was able to control himself, not even to violate the Aveira, but if a person can control himself on Hafikut.
He's a very good friend and a